Preparing to meet the Supreme Commander. Psalm 51, 10 to 12. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Cast me not away from your presence, and take not your Holy Spirit from me. Restore to me the joy of your salvation, and uphold me with a willing spirit. When a leader of another country comes to visit the President of the United States, we see the two leaders sitting in a room in the White House, with other people shaking hands and smiling. But this scene took months of planning involving hundreds of people. There is a preparation process that must take place so the meeting can be secure, productive, and accomplish the primary goal of the visit. First, protocol and diplomatic preparations have to be made. This includes meeting agenda, seating arrangements, meal preparations, and gift exchanges. Next, security arrangements are made involving various federal agencies, local police, and in some cases, the military. Finally, there is an entire list of other preparations, like press briefings, managing guest lists, room preparations, and even tours. So a foreign leader just doesn't show up at the doorstep of the White House unannounced to meet the American Commander-in-Chief. A preparation process must be completed given the seriousness of the meeting and the position of the people involved. Psalm 51 was written by King David after the prophet Nathan exposed his adulterous relationship with Bathsheba and the actions that led to the death of her husband. The close fellowship he enjoyed with the Lord earlier in his life was broken. This man, after God's own heart, felt separated from the sovereign, holy God by his sin. David then chose to complete a preparation process before meeting the Lord. He directed his prayer to address the core of what needed to change, his sinful heart. He prayed, "Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Cast me not away from your presence, and take not your Holy Spirit from me." David couldn't just show up at the doorstep before God with an unrepentant, sinful heart. He needed to complete a process on his heart before he met the Supreme Commander. When you approach the Lord, do you prepare a clean heart? Are you secure from the distractions of sin? Is your agenda for approaching the throne of grace clear and concise? Do you humbly request that your lines of communication be reconnected with the Chief of Staff, the Holy Spirit? Remember that in Jesus, the whole fullness of deity dwells bodily, and you have been filled in Him who is the head of all rule and authority. Colossians 2, 9-10. Approach Jesus with the reverential respect he deserves. If you do, you'll not only receive him as wisdom, but all the benefits of being joined together with him become available to you. Love, joy, peace, self-control, kindness, patience, gentleness, goodness, and faithfulness. Take the time to complete the process on your heart each time you meet with the Supreme Commander. Remember, He is holy.